From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference. And our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
In Moscow, meanwhile, a senior diplomat said any ceasefire in Syria will not ease Russia's air campaign against the Islamic State group. Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb in the capital Damascus have killed at least 20 people. Dozens of others were wounded, according to the activists. Iraqi forces are still battling Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi. In the third day of a major Iraqi offensive, fighting raged around a government complex. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are trying to slow the Iraqi advance by using suicide bombers, booby traps, and snipers, plus civilians as human shields. Elections in the Central African Republic have been postponed for 3 days after officials said they needed more time to organize the vote. Elections for president and parliament were originally scheduled for Sunday, but sources in the country's National Election Authority say they will take place Wednesday, December 30th. About 1.7 million people are registered to vote. Three Palestinian attackers were shot and killed Thursday as they carried out attacks against Israelis. A fourth was killed in a clash with Israeli soldiers. That violence came amid a wave of Palestinian attacks on Israeli citizens that has shown little sign of relenting. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say national security forces have regained control of the Sangin district in Helmand province. The government fight against the Taliban there was backed by U.S. airstrikes. A local official says at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed and many more wounded in air raids. A government spokesman says the counteroffensive led by Afghan Special Force units was launched in three areas of an important district.
There are areas in which the Taliban are still there and they're fighting against our forces. So we will continue to focus on Sangin until Taliban are completely defeated.
Government spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui. Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas Thursday by celebrating a Christmas Eve Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. In his homily, the Pope rebuked what he called society's intoxication with consumerism, pleasure, abundance, and wealth. U.S. President Barack Obama has issued a statement paying tribute to persecuted Christians around the world. Mr. Obama said Thursday he and First Lady Michelle Obama hold in mind, quoting now, those who have been driven from their ancient homelands by unspeakable violence and persecution, end of quote. In many areas of the Middle East, Islamic State militants have silenced the traditional ringing of church bells at Christmas. Two of the nations where Christians may not celebrate this year's holiday are Somalia and Brunei, which have banned all overt celebrations of Christmas. And many churches in Bangladesh skipped the traditional Christmas midnight mass services this year due to the increasing number of threats against Christian leaders. Prosecutors say Belgian authorities have charged a ninth suspect in connection with the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris. The man is identified only as Abdullah C. He's a Belgian national, born in 1985. Russian President Vladimir Putin is hosting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi for talks focused on defense and energy cooperation. The two countries signed agreements Thursday worth billions of dollars to build new nuclear power generating units in India and to cooperate in building defense and civil capabilities. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing is warning of possible threats against Westerners in the city's Sanlitun area on or around Christmas Day. Few details were immediately available, although there were signs of increased police presence in the district, which contains popular nightlife venues and international stores. 10 Chinese cities are on red alert for air pollution. China continues to suffer through a wave of poor air quality that prompted the government earlier this week to order factories to reduce production. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.